Kate Radio, AM 1450. Previews continue for the fall sports season. Yep, it's in a full swing already. We're going to talk some of football. Lake Mills football kicks off their season on Friday night. Yes, Friday night football is a Bill Burns, the head coach of the Bulldogs, joins us here on Kate. And Billy, good afternoon, and thank you for the time.
Thank you.
Now, Bill, first of all, how long have you been the head coach? What year is this for you when it comes to Bulldog football?
This would be year 26 as a head coach, and I've been involved in the football program for 36 years here at Lake Mills.
Wow. Well, congrats on the longevity. That is absolutely awesome. What do you love most about coaching football? Because obviously it's got to be a passion. You got to have plenty of love for it, for doing it for that long. What is your favorite thing about being a head football coach?
Well, you know, I think it's just it's the competition. You know, on Friday nights, you know, one of these years I won't be on the sideline on a Friday night, and I thought just a little bit about that. I'm just like, holy cow, you know, what am I going to do? You know, it's just that, you know, it's just that kind of adrenaline rush that, you know, I still have, and you know, working with kids, and then, you know, just the other part is the camaraderie with your coaching staff, and you know, the guys that I've worked with, Chris Budak, I've worked with for 20 years. Brady Kurtz, who runs our offense, this will be about year 12 or 13. So, you know, just that camaraderie. And, you know, I just told the kids the other day a little bit about it. You know, it never gets old. You know, the preparation and all that, which is a lot of work, but, you know, it just never gets old. So, you know, there's just a lot of fun things, I guess, that I still see as being a football coach.
Bill, let's talk about last season when it comes to a football in the state of Iowa. Refresh my memory. Did things go as normal, or was there some postponements? Give us a recap of what happened last year for a Lake Mills football.
Yeah, you know, things went pretty much as normal. Instead of playing a 9-game regular schedule, we only played 8. And then, you know, everybody, kind of like Minnesota, was able to get a playoff game in there. So, you know, when we actually had a pretty solid season, we ended up 5-4. We ended up tied for second in the district behind St. Ansgar, and we had a great game with them. Actually, we were about 8 minutes away from winning district title, and St. Ansgar scored halfway through the fourth quarter to kind of seal that or win that game. And then we were at a playoff going to Garrigan, first round of playoffs, and you know, played really well and defeated them. And then we lost a heartbreaker the second round of the playoffs to South Winneshiek in the last about 38 seconds. There was a fumble there, and they were able to take it in. So we lost a lot of good players, 4 All-State players. One of those, Caleb Bacon, is down at Iowa State this year. So, you know, it's a new year, but a lot of fresh faces for us this year.
Bill Burns, the head coach of Lake Mills football, previewing his team here on Kate Radio. And let's talk about the guys and maybe mention some of your key players as you guys get ready for your first game on Friday.
Sure. You know, on the offensive side, first and foremost, we have our quarterback back from last year. He actually started a few games as a sophomore and then started all 9 games last year, and that's Bennett Berger, a senior. We also have a couple linemen with extensive experience back in senior Wyatt Helming and also senior Seth Hermanson. And then on the offensive backfield and defensive area backfield secondary, we have A.J. Raymaker, who's a starter last year both ways. So we do have a little bit of experience. Well, and then I almost forgot, we have Caden Obley, who was a second-team All-State receiver and also a returning starter on defense. So those 5 guys there are kind of the building blocks for this team.
Now, Bill, you talked about the district. If you can name off the teams that make up that district off the top of your head.
Yes, and it is a loaded district in Class A. The Des Moines Register came out with their preseason rankings earlier in the week, and out of the 10 top 10s and top 10 teams, in their opinion, there are 4 of them in our district.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, number 1, West Hancock, is in our district. Number two, St. Ansgar is in our district. Number four, Mason City Newman is in our district. And then we were plugged into that number nine spot. So, you know, preseason rankings, you know, are kind of a guessing game. But West Hancock and St. Ansgar are traditional powers. You know, so they're going to be there. And then Mason City Newman had a very strong football team last year, and they returned the majority of their core. So also in there is North Butler of Green, who was getting better, and then West Fork. West Fork at a couple of times last year was in the top 10, and we were able to play really well against them last year. But I don't know if you can find I know you can't. You can't find a district in the state of Iowa in Class A that has any better football teams than the one we have in. So, you know, some people said, well, that's unfortunate. Well, you know, I mean, it is what it is, and, you know, you'll just see where you're at every Friday night out in the district. So, you know, I think we'll just look forward to each Friday night and see where we're at.
Now, Bill, you talk about the ninth ranking. You know, that's for the media. That's for the fans. But as a head coach and for a team, that's got to be kind of fun. That's got to be, you know, feel a little special to be recognized in the top 10 before the season even begins.
Yeah, you know, to be honest with you, we mentioned it once, I think, this week when it came out. I think Monday when we were in our meetings. And you know, we just kind of talked about, yep, it's nice. Where do we want to be, you know, in 7 weeks, 8 weeks, 9 weeks, whatever the case might be. You know, so other than that, you know, we really haven't talked about it. You know, in the minds of the kids, I think, you know, it's motivational. It gives you a good feeling. Hey, there's some people around the state that think we can have a decent football team this year. So, I think it's a little bit of a boost in your step.
Bill Burns, head coach of Lake Mills football. And, Bill, when you look at the games on the schedule, and maybe this isn't the best question because you kind of mentioned the teams that are ranked ahead of you right now, key games, rival matchups, homecoming, if you had to pick out a few games that you think will be the most important, even though, you know, every game's important, every game equals one win or one loss, what are some of the key matchups this year?
Well, I think it starts right off the bat with tomorrow night. We're playing Forest City, and Forest City is 14 miles to our west, and it is our rival in every sport that we play. And we didn't play each other for 10 years. They're in a different class than we are, and then we just couldn't get the scheduling to work. So we did play each other last year, it was a great game. We were fortunate to come on the winning side of that, and there was a great crowd. We kind of called it the Battle of Winnebago County, and we should play each other in football. I mean, you know, really not concerned about difference in classes there, because, you know, they're our rival, you know, and in every other sport, everybody gets up for that game. So we'll start with that one. You know, right out of the gate, first district game will be West Hancock, you know, currently number one rated team in the state, so that's going to be a big challenge. You know, homecoming's always a special game, but I think once you get into that district schedule, you know, every single game is extremely important. But we're really excited and looking forward to tomorrow night to take on our conference rival.
And we should mention that a Friday, August 27th game to kick off the season, also a parents' night in Lake Mills. And that's always a special night because parents mean so much to the program. You know, you need the parents to keep on the kids when it comes to getting good grades, getting the practice. And parents' night, I think, is always a great event to recognize the parents that have helped raise these young men.
Exactly. And, you know, just the support that you get from parents to get them to this point of their life for, you know, what's some people would argue the best time of their lives, you know, in their high school years where they're trying to figure out where they're at, where they're headed, their opportunity to participate in athletics. An example, every Thursday night we have a team builder, team meal, and that's put on by the parents. Sometimes it's in our school cafeteria, sometimes it's in somebody's house, sometimes it's at the park. It just depends. And, you know, the kids love that, the coaches love that, because we look at it as Thursday after practice, you know, our work is done in terms of practice. It's kind of a time to relax and kind of celebrate a little bit with just a team building activity. And, you know, the parents put that together and organize that. And, you know, that's just one example of what you were talking about, where, you know, you got to have support from the parents.
Bill Burns, head coach of Lake Mills football. And a Bill, before he lets you go, I don't know what you have for a scouting report on Forest City, but talk about week one's matchup. What do you know about them, and what are some keys to picking up a win in the opener?
Yeah, you know, I think Forest City's going to come out. They have their quarterback from last year. They have a couple big targets there, and they like to spread you out. They're probably going to throw the ball a little bit more than some of the other teams that we'll see. They did lose a very good running back from last year in Reese Moore. He transferred down by Des Moines, I believe. So they won't have him, but they got some kids back. And so, you know, we're just looking forward to it's going to be a tough battle. We did scrimmage Garner Hayfield last Friday night, and, you know, came out of that scrimmage feeling maybe a little bit better about our club than maybe what we had thought about defensively anyway. We played really well. And so, you know, Forest City is going to probably try and get some vertical routes down the field and test us early, I think, because their quarterback can throw it pretty well. So, you know, if we just do what we do, you know, we'll try to adapt and react to what the other team does in any football contest. If you can limit your mistakes, penalties, take care of the football, then, you know, I think for us anyway, we're going to have a good opportunity.
Big rival matchup Friday night, 7 o'clock in Lake Mills. Forest City comes to town. Parents' night in Lake Mills. Again, Bill Burns, head coach of your Lake Mills football team, previewing the 2021 Bulldogs. And, Bill, thank you so much for the time. Good luck in the opener, and we'll talk throughout the season.
All right. Thank you, Aaron.
Again, Bill Burns, head coach of Lake Mills football on KATE Radio.